the best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
Talking about dads and their daughters, how one influences the other, or how he can set the bar high or give a perfect example or set it too low. So where did he leave the bar for you, sister girl? Research has shown that a father's influence in his daughter's life shapes her self-esteem, self-image, confidence, and most importantly, shapes her opinions of men. A girl's relationship with her dad can determine her ability to trust, can determine her need for approval, can determine her self-belief. It can actually affect her love life. How high did your dad set the bar? Ask any girl who is having trouble to keep a relationship. They will jokingly say, I have daddy issues for the mistakes and the mishaps that happen while navigating relationships. And I get it, because your father is your first role model, good or bad. And that relationship often shapes how you view men. One of these days, Gamu, we need to talk about stepdads, the bar they set, the examples they set, okay? One of these days we must, in June. Now, women who grow up with meaningful, comfortable relationships with their dads, research says they tend to make better choices in who they date. Underline the word tend. The daughter who has a fulfilling relationship with her father is usually more trusting, is more secure and more satisfied in her romantic relationship than the daughter with a troubled or distant relationship with her dad. Even when he is there, his parenting style also dictates how you behave in a relationship. Example, if he never allowed you as his daughter to voice your own opinion because of his wrath, because he was strict, chances are you are also going to be timid in relationships because you can't speak, you can't raise your voice, especially in disagreement with a male figure. There is also the present but emotionally unavailable father as well, who has an impact on you as a girl. They raise women that are anxious, that live in a state of fear and distrust. So he may be present, but still set the low bar. Often we hear that girls marry their fathers, which begs this question today. Did your father set the bar too low, a perfect example, or too high for your potential suitors? What lens are you using, okay, to date? Hashtag, are you dating your dad, Jabu Wena?
So my dad has set the bar very, very high. My dad has taught me to be independent, to not depend on a man, to... Man, he's made me confident, Mr. T. But to answer your question, I am partially dating my dad because my person does have the qualities that my dad has. He's very reliable, trustworthy, and one thing about him, he makes sure that there's food in the house. And my dad always did that when we were growing up, even now.
All right. Like to hear your comments on this. Hashtag, are you dating your dad?
Yes, my dad set the bar so high. Mm-hmm. And I think he knows, because he always tells me, you don't have to look for a person like me, but you need to look for a person that has the same qualities as me. Yo, nimthola
phi. Hi, man.
I think for me, I tried so hard to date someone that wasn't like him. But after losing him, I realized that I deserve to be with someone that is almost like him, yeah, or that has some of the qualities that he did, you know, someone that will want to protect me and love me almost as much as he did.
Yeah.
So he really set the bar high, and I think that's why I've just chosen to stay single until I feel that love again, you know, until I feel safe again, because I've never felt more safe than I did with my dad being in this world. I think I'll stay single until I find a love almost like his.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
All right, let me give you the 3 teaspoons, shall we? Oh, yes. Now, these are the 3 teaspoons on signs you are dating your dad. One, he was an absentee dad. Therefore, you may have fear of abandonment or rejection. You stay, and chances are you stay in unhealthy relationships, or you bounce from one person to the next person because of fear of being without a man. You may also be codependent, trying hard to please the man you date. And your trust issues, they lead you to constantly checking on his phone, social media. And so actually you are insecure. Two, another sign is, especially if you've been raised by an emotionally unavailable dad, you might assume all men are the same. Therefore, you don't expect anything different from them. You may also assume you are unlovable or unwanted, and you keep a distance from men to avoid getting hurt. You may act like you don't care, but you do. You are just fearful. You attract what you feel. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on signs you are dating your dad. You have a healthy relationship and supporting, loving, present dad. So, chances are you would look for someone just like your dad. You might compare all men to him. You may have unrealistic expectations, expect someone to take care of you. I thought, and we've just been deliberating with my producer here, let's ask that stepdad question now, actually, than to have a separate show. So, here you are, right? Navigating life, most importantly, love, relationships. And you realize you're not using your biological father as the benchmark. So, who stepped up to raise you when your father was absent? Who? It could be your grandfather, it could be your uncle, could be a stepdad. Who? Is that the example you use? Is that the bar you use to date? Talk to me. Hashtag, are you dating your dad? I'm reading your comments, eh? As you know, I will. I have to add this. But before I do, Mbali, Uring?
Yes, Uncle T, we definitely date our dad. And the sad thing in my case is that my father was absent, deadbeat. So I thought to myself that I'd never date a man of his character. But guess what? Joke is on me, because I always attract his kind. And yeah, it's very funny, because you only find out once you are in it. Mm. When a brother, all right, and you're thinking he's different. But then when it all unfolds, yeah, just like daddy. Yeah, but now I've given up on love. I'm done.
What do you mean? How can you give up on such a good thing?
I think I'm the grandfather. That's how, when I listen to Ugogo explaining to me ukuthi umkhulu boku umuntu onjani, I am more of umkhulu than the father to my wife. So yeah, I think it is. She's been looking for someone that resembles umkhulu wake more than ubabake. So when I sat down and had a conversation with Ugogo, I realized that I am umkhulu.
Aha, this is where who stepped up for you. I want to add another question to that. Please, and please, engage with all of them. Let me add this one. And I start by saying, wait. There is a notion that girls raised by or those that are close to their fathers intimidate men. What? If it is true, what exactly is intimidating? Huh? Hashtag, are you dating your dad? Your approach to dating? Which formula are you using? Which benchmark are you using? Is dad the benchmark?
For me, I don't think I date a person according to my paternal parent because he was absent.
Oh.
But I do think that left a mark. And it's subconscious.
Yeah.
You don't even see that you're doing this, but you end up doing it.
Yeah.
For example, I tend to think men will disappoint at some point.
Yes.
Like a person has just come into my life and I'm already waiting.
That's right.
For the other shoe to drop.
That's right.
So I keep people at arm's length because I'm always waiting for that disappointment.
Yeah.
And I also think what I also do is that I'm hyper independent.
Yes.
Extremely hyper independent.
Oh, yeah.
To the fact where I approach, I can do it myself. I have that mentality in relationships.
Are you approachable or did the label you are intimidating come your way?
Oh, no, all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the intimidating label comes all the time.
Yeah.
And then I will post with balls in a crawl.
I mean,
and then
I was
like,
about to say.
Then they're like, undinga for what?
But then who stepped up?
There's those that do step up.
No, I'm taking in terms of daddy role.
Oh, my uncle.
There you go.
Oh, that man.
Come on. He's
late, but he was the ultimate man. Hardworking, loving, full of fun.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that guy.
Is that the benchmark?
Oh, by far. If you can't work as hard as my uncle did, you are lazy.
That's right. That's right.
You got to be able to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning without fail, rain or hot water, whatever.
Yeah.
You must be up there. Engadin, engokuin, embuzin.
That's right.
Engomen every day until he passed away at 80.
Listen, that man lived.
He did.
I say a good daddy's girl.
No. You know, it's so strange. So my dad passed away when I was 3.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't get to experience him.
Yeah.
But the stories that I hear
of the man that he was.
Yeah, of the man that he was is my dating benchmark. It's like a chorus of people who say the same things about
Uba Boko was
you
like
know,
this and
this
that.
Is how he was and this is the kind of man that he was. And I say to myself, first of all, I know my mom's probably listening. My mom is difficult. You know, she's like a difficult woman to handle.
Yeah.
And if he could be that person for her.
That's right.
Then I'm not too difficult for anybody.
Absolutely.
Either, you know, and that's my benchmark. It's like, I'm not going to
Can you handle this crowd?
Yeah. Yes. If it's too heavy for you, then step aside.
That's
Somebody
right.
else will do
Somebody
it.
Somebody else right. will do
and
it.
And he managed to tick all the boxes. My dad used to do, my mom would work night shift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was full on in her nursing career. My dad used to do the school wake-ups. He would cook, he would clean, he would, you know, and still go to work.
Yes. Yeah.
And for him, it wasn't like a umfazi must do this.
That's right.
It didn't emasculate him.
It
that's
did
right.
not, you know. Yeah. And that's why for me, I'm like, I need to find myself a partner who allows me to be the person that I need to be. Because
right.
I saw that with my mom, she's the woman that she is today because she had a partner
she
who
thrived.
Fell.
Oh, got it.
She thrived. Mm. She thrived. And yeah, that's all it is. That's my benchmark, you know.
So you are dating your dad.
I am dating my dad, definitely.
As you're building up to Father's Day, your romance, daughter, there's a benchmark you're using. Chances are, it's your dad. The question, therefore, is, did he set the bar low? Did he set it too high? Or was he just a perfect, perfect example of what a man should be? Whether absent or present. And for an absent father who stepped in, for Angie Umalum, for you, who did that? Who stepped in and showed you what a father figure is? To this day, you use that as a benchmark. Talk to me. Gypsy Woman, Shantay Moore. From the very same album that is Love Is Taking Over. I want to love like that again. Hakir, it's hidden in there. You must hear that song on vinyl. Oh, talk about vinyl. Solka Plata weekend this weekend, yes. We start in Soweto, like I've been saying, Native Rebels were coming there. And then really Ashmaka Sunday. Ashma Lounge. Can't wait. Now, you ready? Okay. Call me. 086-000-0059. We need to talk about it. How your relationship with your dad as a girl affects your love life.
I was raised by a king, and I'm still fortunate enough to still have that worker around. Look, he set the bar very high because I'm looking for a partner now, but yeah. I feel like I'm missing out on the right person because I'm kind of looking for someone similar, not someone exactly like my father, but someone that possesses some qualities than that worker, you know. And maybe it is a bad thing because you miss out on good people while you're looking for motho o dulang a le teng, motho o ntsa le teng, you know. So it's not such a bad thing, but hey, sometimes we end up missing out on great partners because of this. So
because of this bar, this benchmark that you're aiming for. I hear you. I hear you. Thank you, Mutsiris. Talk to me about Daddy Makondwana. Oh! Come on now.
Oh, my favorite human being in the world.
That's right.
Obsessed. I think we were obsessed with each other from a long time ago. And honestly speaking, I feel like he's the reason why I'm still single.
That's right.
Till this day.
That's right.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Until
you meet the standards.
That's right.
I just want you to know how to use a hammer.
Yeah.
And a screwdriver.
That's right.
And then still have, you know, robust debate with me. And then read the words.
You can afford to hire one, but I hear you.
No, you can. But you can do it better. That's the thing. If you're hiring it because you don't have time, do you understand?
All right.
Yeah. And then you must just know things. And then just pamper me. Treat me like a lady. You understand?
But that's a dad. Come on.
No. That's my man too. Mm-hmm. You must just... Yeah.
Is the bar too high?
I don't think so.
Okay.
In the world of genetic engineering...
Oh, wow.
Hey! Anything is possible. Listen, I did a science degree. I was like, Daddy, yo, listen, give me the word and I'll carry on with this genetics thing. And I just need you to make sure that once I get this human out the petri dish.
And you know what, ne? I saw the article the other day that they said in about 10 years, and somebody said, no, when the research was released, we are left to 3 years.
Oh, really?
And the research says, soon you'll be sleeping with robots as a partner. So there is your genetic modification thing.
I'm just saying.
Going robotic.
I'm just saying. I can switch it off when I don't need them to talk. Life is easy.
Talking about that too. I think you're in my timeline.
What does that mean?
There's a lady who tweeted. He says, I can't stand talking to men. They just annoy me. And I'm like, that's Andy.
That's literally me. It's just no one to talk. Like when I'm asking for your PIN code, that's when you talk. When I'm asking where your card is, that's I'm just saying, it's really easy, this thing. If you figure me out, numbers, that's what works for me. Yeah. Tell me when my girlfriend allowance is coming. Just easy.
You know, there's a saying, this is not even a paraphrase. This is what I understand of it. You know certain things about life and how life operates until you have a little sister. Because they just change everything. You're like,
I'm gonna
wait,
say nothing.
That's not how it works. 1 + 1 is not 11. No. And he says, no.
It is 11.
Yes.
100%.
Only speak when?
Spoken to. But also not even then. Just do. Like if I'm saying and I'm complaining about something, you must be fixing it immediately. Don't speak.
You know you're dead right now, ne? He's going to...
Now he's like, yeah, I'm done, I'm low. But I'm at head to tete line. Very good. Which is good. And goes, he approves, trust me. Me not dating is very, he's very happy in heaven.
You know what? Debo Khomfete will be coming very soon, and I'll ask him that question. Is dad happy with the things she says?
Don't ask. Which ones?
Yeah. Don't worry. We'll play some
clips. You know, my dad used to say that it's important that when you date somebody, they must like you more than you like them.
And why did he say that?
Because he knows that men, wandering eyes, and your pap.
He must be obsessed with you.
Exactly.
Cheers, sir.
And then when you throw a breadcrumb, Sibuyi song. It must be like exchange. Yeah.
What if dad was wrong though?
I mean, we'll find out, I guess. I'm going to keep throwing breadcrumbs and see what...
As for breadcrumbs, this is going south.
Wish me luck, guys. Pray for me. Wish me luck.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Mina, I'm definitely not dating my dad. I only knew my dad for a short period, but even now, but then I think I'm dating ubaba lo mama mashatele kona. Wow. You know, mama mashatele kumunye ubaba who's loving, caring, who's family orientated, who makes sure ukuthi if family comes first. So, and I also think my partner, my baby daddy, is all that. He always puts us first, nomntwana, and sacrifices himself just for us to be okay.
Mona Lisa, that's the benchmark right there. Your stepdad, you know, gave you a benchmark. We celebrate him for that. Jackie says, I don't have a bar because I never knew him. He was never present. No man actually even stepped up, unfortunately. But I feel like I created my own standard of what I wanted from a man and not willing to compromise on that. Also based on the fact that there was no blueprint for me. And that's a fair thing to say. Tandiwe, good morning. Tandiwe?
Hi. Hi, Kibobunjan.
Yazi ungazongixhomela because uVusinova ucula ngawe, uthatha isikhathi ukungiphendula. Yazi, please.
Yabona uVusinova would be my dad. Okay, but you, I was one of those who was highly spoiled by daddy.
Okay.
Everything, my dad would cook for us. My dad is one of those who would go to the shops and buy groceries without a list, you know. Mm. And when a daughter cries to him, bona, everything is fine. I'm also brought up in a male-dominant place.
Sure.
Where every male around me, bona, I'm protector. Hey, adulting, boom. I get all the opposites. And I was like, how can't you, what's happening? All of a sudden things change, maybe against me now. And growing up, whereas I was being the queen, you know?
Mm. So how are you navigating that? How are you navigating that?
It hurts. I ended up telling myself, no, man, it was just those ways. That was a leo. That's a little at that time.
The bar is too high, clearly.
It was, eh? And I expected that I would even tell my ex-husband, which boy, I mean, now you know, when I call now for my dad,
he'll jump.
Yeah. He'll jump. So do it or I call my dad, you know?
But is that fair on him, though?
Who? My ex?
Yeah, they say your current boyfriend to be behaving like your dad.
No, they say it's not fair, but at least they should just try and meet me halfway. When I say, baby, the crazy 1, 2, 3, you must just get for me. I mean, I'm his queen. Yes. How pretty.
My stepdaddy, he play a big role in my life. That guy, Wang Tulangna, 2 years. Until Ngibe a secondary, he was there for me. He was doing everything like I'm his daughter. Until I want to papa no more to tell me that is not your father. But we didn't take it like that. We continue until Azad William Shabin. Even today, I still take care of his family because of him.
Yeah.
And I think it's over 20 years he passed away, but I still love family because of him. I'm dating my stepdad.
Well done. The benchmark is a benchmark. Yeah. Risekho, hi.
Hello, Uncle T. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good.
You used to date your dad?
Yes, I used to.
Tell me.
Because my dad and I were very, very close during my younger years. And then things happened. Whatever that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then we lost touch. So, and then he was never really there for me emotionally. So, and then every year, I would attract people who are like that, who are not really there for me emotionally, or how I would like them to be there for me.
Mm.
And then I would still be in the relationship where I'm not getting what I would like to get.
Mm.
because also I'm also like the previous caller. You know, I had a very male supportive, a good male supportive structure from my granddad to my uncle.
Yes.
They tried I shouldn't feel that my dad is not there. So
now you're finding it difficult to find the right person because of what the emotionally absent father did for you.
Yes, I would say so.
How much of therapy are you willing to take or to do?
No, I'm willing to. I'm really willing to do it.
Because I can tell you now, he is the source, but the decisions that you need to make and how you interact with others has nothing to do with him but you.
That is true. Because someone very close to my life as well once said to me, we were talking about a relationship of mine that is not going well. And then she asked me, are you looking for your dad in this man? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, which is something that I'm accepting, and I'm like, I don't want to make the same mistakes I've made before.
Thank you.
I have to do something about it.
Find a therapist, my friend.
Thank you. I will. Thank you, Uncle T.
Thank you, Lesejo.
You know, my dad is very supportive. He's my everything. He's my friend. When I look at my husband and he's not doing the things that my dad is doing for me, I'll question myself, where did I go wrong? Because to be honest, like, I always wanted to date someone like my dad. My husband is humble like my dad. He loves his girls like my dad. But there are some few things that are missing.
Hey, sometimes the bar is way too high, hey?
Friday night, I was talking to my daughter and she was telling me about this boy that she had met. And she was making an example of how the boy behaves like me or how the boy reminds her of me, because apparently they've got a very mellow personality. They're patient, they're kind, they're loving. You know, I said that and I didn't know what it meant. Must I say okay?
Well done! Lokhol.
Hey, Uncle Teen again.
Hey, my baby, get Lokhol as in 100.
That's the one.
Come on.
One and only.
You don't know what you've opened up. Tell me.
Oh, my father. My father is, and I'll say was because he's no longer around, but is in my heart, so he is. Yeah. He is an amazing person.
Mm.
Whatever. He basically, I try to write down notes so I don't forget.
Yeah.
He's like, we love when you're standing on someone's shoulders and you know you're standing on a hero's shoulders.
Oh,
that's my dad.
Oh, yeah.
Taught me independence. Emotionally, he was always present. He got me self-confident. I walk through the doors I walk through because of him.
That's right.
He would always say, Wanaka, when you walk, ne? They must hear that you're coming.
That's right.
Ooga, ooga,
that's right.
I can never ask for a better father than him. I stand on the shoulder of giants. His name, Leope Willy Mamaila. Absolutely amazing father.
Ramulebo.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.